My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. By night as well, but I find no rest. My God, why have you forsaken me? Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forefathers put their trust in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. My God, why have you forsaken me? They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. My God, why have you forsaken me? All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, if he delights in him." My God, why have you forsaken me? Yet you are he who took me out of the womb and kept me safe upon my mother's breast. I have been entrusted to you ever since I was born. You were my God when I was still in my mother's womb. My God, why have you forsaken me? Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many young bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their jaws at me, like a ravening and a roaring lion. My God, why have you forsaken me? I am poured out like water. All of my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, and you have laid me in the dust of the grave. My God, why have you forsaken me? Packs of dogs close in on me and gangs of evildoers encircle around me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me, then divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. My God, why have you forsaken me? Be not far away, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of the wild bulls. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of my congregation, I will praise you. My God, why have you forsaken me? All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. Praise the Lord, you that fear him. Stand in awe of him, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. For he does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty, neither does he hide his face from them. But when they cry to him, he hears them. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. My praise is of him in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nation shall bow before him. For the kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations. To him alone all who sleep in the earth bow down in worship. All who go down to dust fall before him. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. My soul shall live for him. My descendants shall serve him. They shall be known as the Lord's forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds he has done. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord.